The third day of the blessed month of Barramutta, the departure of Pope Michael II, the 71st Patriarch of Alexandria. On this day in the year 1146 AD, the Holy Father, Pope Michael II, the 71st Patriarch, departed. He was born in a village called Dacadus. When he grew up, he became a monk in the monastery of St. Macarius the Great in the wilderness of Shahit. He lived in austere asceticism, persevering in prayer and reading until the reputation of his virtues became well known. When Pope Gabriel II, the 70th Patriarch, departed, a monk called Ioannis ibn Kidran expressed his desire to nominate himself, and he was supported by Anba Jacob, Bishop of Lecana, Anba Chrysodoulos, Bishop of Fowa, and Anba Michael, Bishop of Tanta. Nevertheless, the bishops of Upper Egypt and the priests of Alexandria and the lay leaders of Cairo did not accept that choice. They chose three monks and cast an altar lot among them, which fell on the monk Michael. They consecrated him patriarch on the fifth day of Misra in the year 1145 AD. This holy father was an honorable old man who loved the poor and the needy. He knew how to reach the hearts of his flock by his exhortations and instructions. He persevered in teaching the people and confirming in them the Orthodox faith. They gathered around him with love and loyalty, accepting his guidance with joy. This father continued in his asceticism, piety, and contentment. He had five vacant dioceses, and so he prayed, entreating God to guide him to whom were fit for this responsibility. God guided him to five godly monks, and the Pope consecrated them and provided them with his advice and blessings. The days of this Pope were short, for he fell ill, which forced him to go back to the wilderness of Shahit, where he departed in peace. He remained on the apostolic throne for only 8 months. May the prayers of Pope Michael II be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, on this day, Anba John, Bishop of Jerusalem, departed. He was born to Jewish parents who kept the law of the Torah, and they instructed him and taught him well, and he excelled in the law of Moses. He debated the Christians and argued with them, and they proved to him the advent of the Lord Christ, and that he is the true God. John went to St. Justus, Bishop of Jerusalem, and believed at his hand, and was ordained a deacon. Because of his knowledge and virtues, they chose him to be a bishop for Jerusalem after the departure of St. Justus. When Emperor Hadrian reigned, he commanded to rebuild the ruined parts of the city, and he built a tower on the western gate, the gate of the Jewish temple, and he hung an engraved tablet with his name on the door of that gate. Jerusalem during his days became crowded with the Jews and Gentiles. When the Gentiles saw the Christians coming to Golgotha to pray, they prevented them. A temple for the goddess Venus was built over the site of Golgotha, and the Christians were forbidden from passing through that place. Therefore, the Jews and Gentiles became powerful and troubled the Christians a lot. Because of that, many tribulations and sorrows befell this father, and so he asked God to receive him. His supplication was accepted, and he departed in peace after he had stayed on the episcopal chair for 2 years. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.